God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth. To you it will be for meat. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. The Bible predicts some herbs' prohibition. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the later times some shall speak lies of hypocrisy, commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them, which believe and know the truth. That's kind of, an excerpt from Genesis, but Mark Twain spoke 120 years ago, saying, in this topsy-turvy, crazy, illogical world, man has made laws for himself. He's fenced himself round with them, mainly with the idea of keeping communities together and gain for the strongest. No woman was consulted in making of laws. And 9/10 of the people who are daily obeying or fighting against nature's law have no real opinion. Opinion means deduction. After weighing the matter and deep thought upon it, they simply echo feelings, because the generations that forebears have laid something down as an axiom. They do not investigate or weigh for themselves. They accept the axiom of the forebears because it was immoral to follow God's law unless bound by man's law and a wedding ring. What Twain said was that we're disobeying nature's law in obedience of man's law. In the last few weeks, the United States Department of the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, had put CBD on the Schedule 1 drug list. And most people understand why that is, but I'd like to play this next clip because it kind of describes what's going on here pretty well. It's by the Young Turks. Sam, have you got that up for us?
As more and more states legalize marijuana for either recreational or medicinal use, the DEA is going in a completely different direction. In fact, it unilaterally scheduled a component of marijuana as a Schedule 1 drug. And the most maddening part about this is the component that they specified is not a psychoactive component of the drug. In fact, it's the non-psychoactive component that many people utilize for medicinal purposes. Now, Schedule 1 drugs are not supposed to have any medicinal purposes, but the DEA doesn't care. Now, International Business Times reports that an extract containing one or more cannabinoids that has been derived from any plant of the genus Cannabis, other than the separated resin obtained from the plant, is now a Scheduled 1 drug, okay? So CBD is what we're specifically talking about, and all other extracts derived from the cannabis plant, psychoactive or not, will come under Schedule 1 drugs like heroin, LSD, marijuana, and ecstasy, and cannot cross state lines. Okay, CBD, again, non-psychoactive component of marijuana, actually the very medicinal component of marijuana. In fact, some extract CBD from the cannabis plant to give to children who are suffering from seizures, and it helps. It helps lessen the amount of seizures they have.
What it doesn't help is the bottom line of the pharmaceutical companies. They could come up with a super expensive medicine for that instead. Now you're going to let something that's natural in the world actually cure people where they can't make a huge profit off of it? With no scientific basis at all, you can just make it the Schedule 1 drug, even though it's not a drug. It has no it's not going to intoxicate you, and it has clear medicinal benefit. But you're going to say it's the among the most dangerous drugs in the world. Why would you say that? You'd only say it because the drug companies are your boss. And so whether it's the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, they work for these guys.
It goes further than that, though. The DEA makes the majority of its money, or they make their careers off going after marijuana, right? And think about it. I mean, marijuana is listed in the same schedule as LSD and heroin and all these other drugs that are, you know, harmful. Heroin especially, right? Especially considering the epidemic that we're dealing with right now. But this is all a way of criminalizing people who use the drug instead of giving them treatment. And when it comes to the case of marijuana, that's the DEA's bread and butter, man. Like, it's much easier to go after people who use marijuana. Almost everyone uses it.
Okay. Isn't this incredible that Trump put Rick Perry in charge of the Department of Energy? Rick Perry has literally said in the past, I want to get rid of the Department of Energy. He put Scott Pruitt as the head of the EPA. He has sued the EPA to stop all the regulations in the past. He has put Betsy DeVos, who's against public education, in as the Secretary of Education. So he's willing to obliterate all these departments. But this failed war on drugs and the DEA that is acting against the clear interests of the American people, and by that I mean, according to public opinion polling, not our opinion, the American people's opinion, very, very clearly say, God, end the war on drugs and legalize marijuana. The one department he is not going to obliterate is the DEA. Instead, he's going to empower them. And it's, look, it's bipartisan. Obama never moved it off of Schedule 1.
Nope.
He had 8 years. So, and then when I remember when they first, one of the first questions that rose up among popular voting for Obama to answer was legalizing marijuana. And he laughed at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when he was asked that and he laughed it off like, no, we're not going to do that. Like what? That would be change. What did I run on change? No, no. If you give me 28 terms, then I might eventually get around to calling it a Schedule 2, let alone decriminalizing it. So, will you act already? For God's sake, act already. So Obama's not going to do it, and Trump's going to make it worse. But guys, you know, they keep laughing at the people who want to legalize. It isn't about wanting to get high. Sure, that's great, and we're Americans, and we're supposed to have freedom, and we're supposed to be able to do what we want, right? But it, more importantly than that, is prohibition creates gangs and crime. When we did prohibition against alcohol, we had giant gangs, Al Capone and all the rest of them. We have prohibition against marijuana, we have giant gangs and the crimes that go along with it. And a prison industrial complex where we put all these people who need help into prisons. So my point to you is, if it's a Democrat or Republican, if they say they won't legalize, throw the bums out. Never give anyone a vote that says, yes, war on drugs, it's a total success. I'm going to continue this insane war on drugs. I'm going to continue to imprison our fellow Americans, and I'm going to continue to make these kind of decisions. If they're not for shutting the DEA down, if they're not for legalizing marijuana, you should never give them your vote. And they'll snicker. They'll keep on snickering until you throw their asses out. Podcast the whole 2 hour Young Turks every single
day. That makes a lot of sense. Let's throw the bums out. Well, that didn't work too well last time. So now we're looking at the new president who's making massive changes in this country. And for the better, everybody's excited. We've got Donald Trump, and he's going to do away with all these agencies. But what's been said so far about something that the nation is behind? What's the president, what's the media saying about this CBD oil that so many people are using, including myself, that the DEA is saying is Schedule 1? What are we supposed to do? The Bible says that these plants were given to us, it's the hypocrisy of the laws that command us to not consume these things. Today is Saturday, January 14th of 2017. This is Captain Fred. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. Today we have a new start for this this battle, but we continue to think that because we vote for one candidate or the other, that the corporations who've staked out their claim to farm us like chemical dependent animals, who staked out their claim to take from us what has been a gift from God, and continually put us as lawbreakers. We're trying to heal ourselves. The medical establishment doesn't seem to recognize the good that this plant has brought for so many people that can't afford their health care packages, that can't afford their Humira at $4,000 a pop. I'm sorry, I get a little angry when I go into that, but we need to focus again, and we need to see that this is an individual thing. Mark Twain said that the laws of nature, that's to say the laws of God, plainly made every human being a law unto himself. We must steadfastly refuse to obey those laws, and we must steadfastly stand by the conventions which ignore them, since the statutes furnish us peace, fairly good government, and stability, and therefore are better for us than the laws of God. Mark Twain was being sarcastic when he said that. But today I want to bring this topic back, and we're going to make a two-week program about this CBD thing that's going on. It's something that we need to stay with. I have Jim Strang with Green Acres Hemp Farm that's holding for me right now. But I wanted to lay the stage for us, because the discussion today is going to be about how these laws affect us today and now. I mean, how does this CBD Schedule 1 thing really affect us? Should we be the same as when we thought that they were going to outlaw the AR platform weapon? Should we start hoarding? Let's ask Jim. Jim, are you there somewhere? Jim?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you hear what I was saying? What's the feeling now in the industry after this new announcement from the DEA?
Well, I think is they're just trying to get a grasp on who's actually extracting, and it was actually they're actually going after the marijuana people. It wasn't based too much on the hemp, but even though they did throw the CBDs in there, my thing is that I think that. Well, it's obvious that the DEA is coming at the CBD market because it's spurred by big pharmaceutical people, and I think they're trying to develop a cannabinoid for pharmaceuticals in the next couple of years where they can take control of it. And that's my aspect, you know, my look at it. But
the stand, I think, on hemp and CBD is hypocritical by our federal government. On one hand, the United States Patent Office is allowing and recognizing patents for the medical application of all kinds of cannabinoids, not just CBD or THC, but from what I've read on the patents, most all of the cannabinoids have been patented for medical application, and they've granted patents to it. Yet on the other hand, the DEA is still funding the cannabis eradication program.
Yeah, it's kind of a catch 22. I think they're playing both sides of it. Myself, and that patent number, if people want to know, is 6630507. And it's crazy. I think they're just playing both sides of the field right now.
Well, I think it's more sinister than that. I think that the DEA is doing everything they can to keep its cash cow paying or milking it as much as they can get. I think that that Donald Trump is certainly subservient to the powers that have kept this drug illegal or this medication illegal for the last 80 years. I don't see that there's going to be any change at all. Before the election, I didn't think that there was any way that the big pharma would allow someone to take office that would hurt their position. But if you'll look carefully at the television advertisement, I think that Big Pharma now has taken over the number one place for advertising positions on most of the mainstream media. If you take that as an indication, it's kind of difficult to say that our government is ever going to take a position other than that, what they have now.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, well, and I think they're putting a big push on it now because of the new administration coming in, and I just want to see, I think they want to see how much control they can actually get, especially with, like I said, the new administration coming in and not knowing what's going to happen. So there's a lot of people on edge right now.
You think they're just trying to push, to get as much
more
ground
control
as they can?
Yeah, I believe that's totally what they're doing, for sure. And they're just pushing the envelope right now because, you know, the DA, they don't make law. They actually are supposed to uphold the law. And they had a thing. Now, you know, they came up back in October 2001, and they went up against the HIA, and that's the Hemp Industrial Association, because they were talking about trying to declare that all hemp seed products and any traces of THC would be considered seizable contraband. But when they actually took them to court, go ahead.
Well, I said, oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they were trying to make, I mean, oils, seed oil, everything, they were trying to make it illegal. And all the people that have investments in that, and this is before medical marijuana and everything came legal, it actually went in front of the Ninth Circuit Court in 2004 in February, and the DEA actually lost because the authority under the Federal Controlled Substance Act to ban an otherwise legal product because it might have traces of THC, it didn't pass. They lost. And the Supreme Court declined to hear the appeal. So they allowed the Ninth Circuit Court to uphold the ruling, so that's they're just trying to push the envelope again is what it comes down to.
Well, you know, you say that, but I'm sitting here reading the DEA's website, and it's talking about its domestic cannabis eradication suppression program in the year of 2015. And in the year 2015, the DCE/SP was responsible for the eradication of 3,932,201, listen to this number, cultivated outdoor cannabis plants, and 325,000 indoor plants. Now, why are we paying government employees to do this? I mean, this is the most stupid thing that I've ever heard in my life. You know, we're paying tax money to eradicate what the government is paying people to study.
Exactly.
Anyway, I hear the music here. We'll be back in a few minutes. We got Jim Strain from Green Acres Hemp Farm, Colorado. We'll be back in a few minutes. Captain.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
On the DEA's fact sheet, go to the DEA website, you can read that the DEA's annual budget for fiscal year 2015 was $2.88 billion. Now, if you kind of consider that maybe the DEA is, so what are they doing with that money? Because, they eradicated 4 million marijuana plants in the United States. You know, Jim, that sounds like a lot of plants, but, you know, Greenhouse Grow Systems is prepared to deliver 400,000 clones this growing season. You know, 4 million plants overall in the United States sounds like a pretty small number, considering it costs us $2.88 billion.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
That's, you know, crazy. It is. It's insanity is what it is. This whole culture that is taking a plant, that a God-given natural resource, and turning it into the curse of our generations is what it's turned into, because of so many people that it's been dangerous for people to even use the drug. They might be on the backside of the law enforcement. And what's really, I guess, part of, you know, I'm looking at this money they're spending on it, but, you know, they spend a lot of this stuff creating programs that municipalities and counties and states take advantage of, too. It says in this thing here that this program, the DCE/SP, accounted for 6,278 arrests and the seizure in excess of $29.7 million of cultivator assets. $30 million worth of assets seized from people that are growing marijuana. You know, that sounds like a huge number, but from what I've seen in the industry in Colorado, that's not very much at all, is it?
No, that's not, I don't think that's much at all compared to the numbers we have here in Colorado.
What, What I know that everybody there is concerned about this, but how can we as consumers how do we position ourselves on this? Because there's a lot of people, not just myself, but a lot of people who've used CBD with a lot of wonderful results, and I don't want people to start thinking that if they continue to use their CBD that they may have a problem with law enforcement. But how is that going to pan out, you think?
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to. It's just like that clip you played. You know, how can you put something on a scheduled one list that has no psychoactive effect whatsoever? It sounds pretty crazy to me, and I think it's, you know, we've always been, I think the government tries to scare people a lot, and this is just another tactic of trying to scare people to not use it, because, like I said, I think they're going to try to copy it pharmaceutically, and they want the money. I mean, there's no money in the cure, we'll put it that way. So,
And I think that probably the government sees the DEA as a self-funding organization, but from what I can see, they don't really confiscate nearly as much as they consume. This year, they're talking about their budget of $2,463,123,000, and they're going to give every employee in the DEA a 1% employee benefits raise, which I don't know how much that means for the DEA personnel, but it's like Mark Twain says, most people that are enforcing these laws aren't thinking about it. They're not thinking about how they're violating the laws of God. You know, they're paying their dues and they're keeping in line. And, you know, in this country, in the Bible, it says you work or you starve. And in this country, it's you obey or starve. Do you think that Colorado is going to obey if the DEA comes in and says, "Hey, Jimbo, you can't be doing this anymore because your CBD isn't really approved by the FBA"?
Go ahead.
I tell you, Jim, that was kind of a long question to answer. Why don't you try? We'll catch back on the flip side over here. We'll be back. It's Captain Flip.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jim, before the break, I asked you a question about, you know, the legal experts are saying that the DEA is positioning themselves for lawsuits because the Farm Bill, Section 7606 of the 2014 Farm Bill, legalized hemp cultivation in the United States as part of a 5-year state-regulated pilot program. Now, that's what basically all the growers that are growing CBD, that's the bill that most everybody's operating on, isn't it?
Obama also put in there that he wasn't going to fund going after hemp farmers, and I think that was mainly for research and development in universities, but he also put in there as well as the hemp farmers. But, you know, I don't think the question you would ask me, it's just like now marijuana is federally legal, but each state has its choice what it wants to do. From what I hear with Mr. Trump and his administration, or just Mr. Trump himself, has been saying if he holds up to what he said, he's going to continue to let each state make their own decisions on this. And I think that's just going to... no pun intended, but Trump everything, you know. So I think we're going to be all right. I really do. I think it's, like I said, a push to try to get a better hold. I think the DA is trying to get a better hold on it to try to see what this new administration will do. But I'm not too worried about it. I think we're going to be all right. But it's definitely going to be a nail biter here for the next so many months and see what happens.
Well, some people are saying that just the release of the idea of turning CBD into Schedule I drug is in itself bogus, that they really don't have the ability to do that, and that's another one of these false news or fake news programs that they released to keep the confusion. But
yes.
But more importantly, Jim, how's this winter season grow going for you?
Man, we're doing really well. Yeah, no, that's fine. The indoor grow is going very, very well. Man, we're just I just can't say enough about it, and we're going to continue to go into the summer and do the growing as well. I'm also been talking with Cleve, my partner over there. We came over to our industrial hemp, and we're gonna do a couple more acres over there just to stay on top of it until processing plants and all this just comes together, so we can keep learning. And then when it finally does happen, we're ready. You know, we're ahead of the game, so to say.
You know, you and I had talked before about issues of cross-pollination with hemp growing close to the medical industry grows. Has that been an issue for you on this the industrial hemp?
Well, if you're close enough to that field, it's going to be an issue for sure. On our medical grow this year, we had a few plants that did have a few seeds in them, and I am growing them now to have them tested, because I had some hemp from the previous year that we didn't see that grew out in the field, a few plants, and I'm trying to curious to see if they actually pollinated this, our medical grow, or it's just a hermy plant, you know, that happens. So.
Well, the last I spoke with you, you had done some testing on this latest grow, and some of the CBD numbers were just extraordinary.
Yeah, we're like 88% in our CBDs, and we have CBDA, CBC. It's been phenomenal. Now, you know, I think we talked about our olive oil capsules. We had a couple different people on them for 6 weeks, and they all tested their DOT physicals, drug tests. They passed them. And there's like 0.04% THCA in there, and that's what we were kind of worried about, because the government testing, DOT, does test for the THC, as we've talked about in previous shows. But we are good to go on them. I actually have some CBD oil that's made into synthetic form that I have a guy taking right now. And the THC in that is 0.02% in every half a gram. So we're going to test him here in about 3 weeks and see if he passes his DOT physical test taking that synthetic form as well.
That's what most people are really concerned about with using any of the marijuana adjunct therapies, is that they're concerned about losing jobs, losing their support, and that's a serious concern. A lot of people, their livelihoods are based on a P test and they're being, I guess, they're self-regulating. They're afraid of losing their jobs, so they're not using that substance. We're not really going to be free to medicate with hemp until until the pharmaceutical companies come up with a product that's similar to that, you know, so that we can at least grow our own. I just don't understand what's going on. You know, you had mentioned before that Adams State in Alamosa is working on putting together a cannabis studies program. I know that I'd been online and looked at their site, and they do sponsor a lot of lectures and seminars. Are they really putting together a program for cannabis studies there?
Yeah, yes, they are, and it's actually hemp studies. But they do have a program put together. They've had like 3 seminars now at the college. They did a thing about 2 months ago. They had vendors and a couple speakers come in, and it was a really nice thing. But it's coming together, and I've actually got a line on a guy. I had a call from Lindsay, who does the newspaper articles on our farm, and actually they just did another one that'll be coming out in Valley Wide here this next week on Green Acres. But
where's that going to be published?
It's going to be published in the Valley paper. It's in the Alamosa Valley paper. I believe it's going to be out this Thursday. Don't quote me on that, but she hasn't sent me the article yet. for me to read it, but she said it'd be the third week in January that that comes out.
She's been working pretty hard at this project in the San Luis Valley now for 6 or 8 months, hasn't she?
Oh, she's been on top of it for over a year now. That when I met her, she's done a lot of articles on us, and she's actually writing for a paper out of New York now, and she's pushing the hemp in her articles in there. But there is a fella that she's put me in contact with out of Michigan who's opened up a dispensary, and he's done pretty good at it, but he wants to get into the hemp side of it. And he's supposed to fly in and talk to me in the next couple of weeks. He actually has the funds to. He wants to open a processing plant in the valley. So I'm
fantastic.
That will come together. Yeah, it's just in the talking stages right now, but that's how things start. So we'll see where that goes, and I'll keep you informed on that.
Seeing that the San Luis Valley stands kind of positioned on the top of the heap as a place for expansion of this industry, because there's so much land, there's so much openness towards the development of this commercial asset for this country and for that state right there. If people want to get involved in the hemp industry or the medical industry, Lower Colorado, Southern Colorado has so many opportunities. I know that there's a huge number of growers that are coming in around Trinidad and between Walsenburg. How many hemp growers are there now? I know that hemp and people are confused about the difference between hemp and medical marijuana, but I think there's a lot more hemp growers now, isn't there?
I tell you what, there. I think this year the numbers were 240 in the valley, where the year before I think there was 10. So I can imagine what this year is going to bring. I do know in Sawatch County up there, a county over from us, they're trying to get all the growers, hemp growers, marijuana growers they can, and but they're doing it. They know it's a great thing, but they're collecting taxes off it, and they just want to make their a better place in their county, you know. But
well, the big issue.
I bet you. Go ahead.
I think the big issue in Sawatch is probably water, isn't it?
Water's a big issue here, yeah. Now in the valley, they're having, they've had meters on these wells for the last 8 years, and they're talking about charging for water now, and we have to replace the water we use. And but we really, the last 2 years, the rain and the snows we've had here has really helped us out tremendously, so as far as replacing water at the end of this season, I don't think that's going to be an issue. But, yeah, it's definitely, they're going to start charging for water. And the crop we did last year, I think we put about 12 inches on it, and all we did is watered it about every 8 days. And you've seen it. It was tremendous. The alfalfa, that thing, water circle, that thing just kept going around 24/7. Every eighth day, they take that end sprinkler and hit the hemp with it off the corner of one of the 160-acre crop circles we did, and it's the way to go. I mean, that alfalfa is two or three crops a year, 20 inches a crop. So,
exactly. Well, the industrial and the agricultural applications of hemp is just crazy, because it's surprising to me that people really don't have an idea how beneficial that plant is to us. Well, hey, Jim, listen, would you like to take a call? I got one caller on here.
Yep, go ahead.
Illinois. Rodney, you're on the line?
Yeah, good morning.
Rodney, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Well, I've yet to try CBD, but I've got neuropathy issues that I'm, looking for some relief. So far, I was wondering if you were familiar with the herb, Southeast Asian herb called kratom.
Kratom,
right,
okay. I've heard of that.
Kratom was the herb that they tried to make Schedule One a few months ago.
Yes,
isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. But rumor has it, because of public outcry, they backed off for temporarily. Anyhow, I would like to recommend a project, CBD.org, I believe it is, as a source of information. That's project CBD.org, and they've got a featured article asked the question, is kratom the CBD of opiates or opioids? And actually, it's an alkaloid, but that's how they put it in their article. It's a good read. It's a very good resource. It has, it even has the documentary titled "The Scientist," which is about an hour long, detailing the life and work of the guy who isolated THC back in the '60s. And it's a fantastic educational piece. And to hear this elderly man speak of his work, and in his later, in last year's, I believe he's passed now. Why, in the face of the absolute proof that it has medicinal uses for epileptic children, for cancer patients, proven that absolutely nothing has been, has been followed through on it, like reason and sanity would expect. But anyhow, for those looking for pain relief, and CBD is. Is one of them. You might want to explore that that herb called kratom. Right now, it's still, you can still buy it online. Just be careful. There are some shysters out there, so do a tremendous amount of research, and I would contact any supplier directly to find out, the integrity of their products. But yes, I can say for a fact that kratom does have a analgesic pain relieving effect in even low doses of two grams is a low dose, which is about five double-aught capsules that you can make yourself. But anyhow,
I'll have to do some research on kratom for sure. I'd heard about that Schedule One going to it, but since CBD is something that's so beneficial to such a broad spectrum of our community, it hasn't really been high on the scope, but we'll take a look at that. Thanks for
Speaking of that, does your guest supply pure hemp botanicals there in Colorado?
Yeah, we do.
Okay,
yes, we do.
I'm considering them as a source, and I was just kind of looking for confirmation that. And I think, Fred, didn't you have a spokesperson for Pure Hemp Botanicals on your show?
I believe that's one of the subsidiaries of Greenhouse. Mackenzie Keller was the lady that came on. That was a couple weeks. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to try to get her on next week too. These issues are pressing, and we need to maintain a little pressure on at least the people that are listening to try to keep this avenue of conversation and for help open. Otherwise, the DEA is going to continue to try to put a bottleneck on it until their buddies in corporate America have synthesized it. At least that's my opinion.
Yeah. one last question quickly. What is your guest's opinion of the product labeled Frost, which is a crystal form of CBD?
They turn it into a white crystal form, and people are actually dabbing that and smoking that. I've never tried that. I've seen it before. I don't know.
Is that the heat pressure extraction?
It can be vaped. It can be added to whatever any consumption method that you want.
Well, I'm not talking about the consumption. I'm talking about extraction. It uses pressure and heat to extract, doesn't it?
I'm not sure.
Extraction, I believe.
Yeah, proprietary low heat, I believe, is how they describe their process.
Really?
Well, anyhow, I'll let you guys go. Thanks. Bye.
Well, Norm, Ronnie, appreciate you calling in. Jim, that's part of what we're trying to do here today, is to get people to understanding that the disinformation is just as confusing as much real information as there is. And the only way that we're going to make some headway with this is to have more communication about ideas, just like the idea with the extraction. A lot of people are looking for ways to extract from whatever marijuana they have available a more palatable way to consume it. In other words, they don't like to smoke and they don't like to eat, but they'd sure like to have a dose that they can go to sleep with at night. And the internet is filled with different kinds of options in that respect. And, you know, I think that, like you say, if the San Luis Valley gets a processor there, that's going to make it that much more ingrained into the economy there. It would be a lot easier for patients that need what they need and can go into the drugstore and buy it, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think anytime soon. But we're gonna keep up the fight and keep trying to heal people here and do the right thing.
Well, Jim, well, hang on for a few more minutes. Here comes the music. We'll be back in three. This is Captain Fred, RBN.
American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Mark Twain said it wouldn't be possible for Noah to do in our day what he was permitted to do on his own. Today, we're still working on CBD. Jim, I've got, I think we spoke to Mike before in Kentucky. Mike, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. There's, you know, I personally and seen this happen over the years, and it's not like it was in years past, but I think it's a drug called Zofran, which is something crazy, like $60 a pill put under your tongue, and it's for severe nausea or morning sickness that women have in pregnancy.
And, right, I've heard of that too.
Right, $30,000, $40,000 worth of that stuff is spent, used to be, before their patent ran out. There'll be another drug come along probably that'll be patented pretty soon, as long as they can con the insurance companies into paying for it, but I know these, you know, some of these women that have, you know, morning sickness for months and months and months, and you can't just, you know, eat a cracker or whatever, like they tell some women, you know, where they can't gain weight and they're getting hospitalized or whatever. You know, I spent $35,000-$40,000 on stuff that you could grow in your backyard cheap as tomatoes, you know. So that's, you know, it's a great example of how screwed up our sick care industry is. It's not health care industry. But that went on for years and years. And it goes to AIDS patients and cancer patients that needed that was $60-some a pill. So, I mean, but the what you were talking about earlier there made me think of that, so I thought I'd chime in with that. But I mean, it's obvious that there's so many different things that that hemp is would hurt. You know, the big.
Well, Mike, I think that the stats that I covered with the DEA, the number of plants that they destroyed and confiscated, it's almost token compared to what's being grown in Colorado alone. I mean, the fact that we're funding an agency. Oh, yeah, they're money laundering. $2.88 billion to do what?
Well, what I'm saying is the illicit marijuana growers and importers and things like that are funding and fomenting a huge underground of all sorts of other black market piracy and even human trafficking and things like that. They tell people not to buy counterfeit purses. Don't buy counterfeit goods. Don't buy the fake Oakley sunglasses and the fake Ray-Bans because organized crime is using that stuff to fund human traffic and launder money. I mean, they busted one of these outlet stores around here. They had a whole chain of them, and they were buying this stuff and mixing it in with stuff that they would buy from these stores that return stuff. You know, you can buy these returns from Walmart, Kmart, or whatever, and resell them. They're store returns. Well, they were buying counterfeit goods and mixing in with it, and they busted them for it. It's piracy. It's smuggling. It's that
well,
sort of
you know,
stuff. Marijuana
the,
is that.
Well, that's just it, is that a lot of people want to see marijuana legalized without regulation, which is what it should be. But the government is trying to move towards regulation more so than just legalization.
Well, they don't want to. They have to be able to tax it. I mean, that's the thing. They want to be able to tax it. But the industrial hemp, who wants that? Because, you know, ADM and Monsanto is going to genetically modify it.
Well, hey, guys, I guess you all hear the music. This is another Captain Fred show.
Yeah.
Callers, thanks for calling in. Jimbo, get back to work. We'll be back at it next week. This is Captain Fred.
Noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.